839 1360 975 WTAQ News Talk Sports. So I got my snow thrower back, and there are actually still some issues with it. It had a drive cable that snapped. They replaced it. So I'm snow throwing today. And it was really nitpicky work because the plow had come through, which was good. That was good. But my kids park a car in the driveway, so I had to get behind the car and clean. There's no way I was going to push through that. I didn't even think about it. I would have got it stuck. So I'm doing that and nitpicky, and I get the car moved. Well, the first thing is they didn't tell me they drained the gas in it. So I ran out of gas. They apparently put just enough gas in it to show me it was running. So I ran out of gas. I gave it to them with a full tank. Ran out of gas. Thank goodness the neighbor's out there. Dude, you got some gas? Because I'm out of gas. Because I filled the snow thrower before it broke and went into the shop. So I got that done, and I'm going, and all of a sudden it kind of stops. It's like, no, really? Then it went again, stopped again, and then about halfway through it just went smooth. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I might have to give them a call, but I think the Bader snow thrower curse is broken anyway, because my snow thrower worked. I got my snow. We still got seven some inches of snow, whatever they're saying. A lot more in outlying areas. Some are saying 11 inches, anywhere from 7 to 11 inches. Just another one of those storms. Anyway, enough on that. But want to thank the neighbor, because I would have been in a jam. It's an interesting trend going on in Northeast Wisconsin, and I'm not exactly sure what's driving it. The economy is improving, but the economy isn't improving that much. School districts are coming back into the water. What water is that? The water of referenda. School districts feel it's safe to start asking taxpayers for more money again. I find this interesting. That they now what they will say, of course, is, well, we need this stuff. We need this stuff right now. In recent years, and I think the economy was a big part of it, school referenda in Northeast Wisconsin haven't fared very well. Ask Pulaski. But overall, most school districts just felt, well, the time wasn't right. You can't say the economy is going gangbusters. I wouldn't say citizen public confidence, make that voter confidence in the economy, is to a stage where you would be all excited about posing a referendum. Yet, a number of school districts are. In the Green Bay area, the Green Bay School District is. The Ashwaubenon School District is. Green Bay School District asking for $20 million. The Ashwaubenon District also, I think, asking for about that. Howard Suamico now planning an April 1st referendum, $13.5 million to help pay for building repairs as well as improvements to the swimming pool at Lineville Intermediate School. Swimming pool also on the Ashwaubenon referendum. Additionally, Appleton has a $30 million referendum for February 18th, $25 million for capital projects, $5 million to cover operational needs. I find this really interesting. That school districts suddenly feel, yeah, we can go ask them for money again now. I'm not going to comment on each an individual one, but my position in all of these, to one degree or another, have maintenance items. You know my position on this. It's reckless management of any entity, including a school district, not to deal with maintenance in an ongoing fashion, and then to have to ask for money in a huge chunk. And I know they put it this way and that way. Well, it's not really going to cost you anything because we're reducing this debt, we're doing that, and you're really not going to see your property tax rate go up all that much, if any at all. And in some cases, they're saying it's not going to change at all because they're able to, as they're retiring debt, do this. Yeah, I get all of that. It still, though, speaks to, I just think in this economy, which I'll admit is improving, but still at a snail's pace, unemployment isn't much lower than it was when this thing took off, the recession. And quite frankly, it's as low as it is because so many people have given up working, looking for work. That's just a reality. But boy, this is probably as big a batch of referenda in this area, particularly from the larger school districts, in not necessarily one election day because the Appleton one is February, but that you'll see in a long, long time, certainly in one spring. I'm going to be very curious to see, and we'll be talking more about these specifically as they get closer. It's going to be very interesting to see how these districts fare. Because I don't know. It can't be a coincidence that they're all doing it at once, or many, I shouldn't say all, but many of them are doing it at once. They must feel that the climate has changed where voters will be more willing to do this. Again, their response is going to be, no, we just really need this stuff. That's just the way it is. Pulaski said that, too, until they got their butts kicked, and then they pared it down. By the way, that is a working model of what I've always said about school referenda. They ask for way more than they need, hoping to get everything they want. When they don't, they pare it down. And the then superintendent of Pulaski Schools, who's a hell of a nice guy. He's moved on to another job. Mel's moved on. But he's a heck of a nice guy. He really is. He denied that's what was happening, and that's exactly the course of action they took. Well, okay, we'll come back with a pared down, and we'll split the questions, which they should have split in the first place. And by the way, any district that doesn't split questions, I think, deserves to have the whole thing thrown out. I don't care how big of a defense they launch for any of them. If you don't give voters a choice on each individual item, voters should just toss the whole thing. Why bundle all of that stuff together? Here's why you do that. Because let's face it, some is more important or is perceived as more important by the public than others. And what you're trying to get them to do is swallow the poison pill. By the way, school districts will adamantly deny this. Well, they know we really need this. So if we throw that in, you know, we'll get everything we want. Voters have wised up to that. No matter how attractive it looks to the school district, voters aren't jumping on that. But districts continue to jump on it very, very hard. And it's not paying off for them. We will see if it does this time. I am going to be very curious and very interested in keeping score and see how that plays out. So you've got now the Green Bay School District has one, Ashwaubenon has one, Howard Suamico has one, and Appleton has a pretty sizable referendum as well. And that one has, that part of that is that operational cost, just the ongoing doing business. No district should ever get away with that. No way. Really? Jim Harbaugh's wife hates his pants? I can think of a lot of things to hate about Jim Harbaugh. His attire isn't the first thing that springs to mind. He wears $8 Walmart khakis every day. Jason's looking at me like, really? Well, good for him. Big rich guy like that goes to Walmart. Really? You can get khakis? I need khakis. Can you really get them for $8 at Walmart? I don't think so. I mean, they are pretty inexpensive, but I don't know. Really? She's thrown them away many times? Please, pleats are gone. Wear the flat front. He has a flattering body. Well, I'm not even getting into that conversation. Well, it's... These are the types of stories that we end up seeing going into championship week and then Super Bowl week. I threw them out when he went to the combine. He found a Walmart, Sarah Harbaugh told Fernando and Greg radio show. They were $8. $8. Really? See, now she's making fun of that. I'd go get like four pair. I'm serious. It's really funny because I need khakis. Huh. Well, see, now that was a public service to me. All right, speaking of public service, as you may be aware, we have been touting WisMediaCheck.com. That is WisconsinMediaCheck.com. This is a brand spanking new website. We had the honor of unveiling it here on the Jerry Bader Show with their president, David Fiorazzo, on Monday. And they're busy at work, and as we said, they chronicle a lot of bias in television news. They do newspaper, too. They do everything. And it's not confined to the Green Bay market. Anyone who sends them a tip or anything, they happen upon. Now, I said something to David and others involved in this effort when they started this. I've got friends in TV news in this market. I've got friends at most of the stations these days. And there are times this is going to be difficult for me. To compound that, WTAQ, actually Midwest Communications, has a business relationship with Fox 11. That said, I am going to share this with you. WisMediaCheck.com today has what they see as an example of bias by Fox 11 where it comes to Chris Christie. Here's what they do. It's Michelle Melby. She's reading this, and she says, it's a story on Chris Christie. Chris Christie gave his State of the State yesterday, and it was more mea culpa. By the way, later in the show, we're going to get into Scott Walker coming to Chris Christie's defense. I have some thoughts on that. We'll get to that later in the show. So here's what Michelle reads. Some of Chris Christie's opponents say the scandal shows the governor's personality. They call him a bully. Tonight, we bring you another view. So what would you expect to hear after that line? That he's not a bully, right? Okay. Some of Chris Christie's opponents say the scandal shows the governor's personality. They call him a bully. Tonight, we bring you another view. So someone who's saying Chris Christie's not a bully, right? 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 Not so much.
They call him a bully. And tonight, we bring you another view.
Anytime a politician gets up and says, I am not a bully, or it's not about the money, or it is. We've seen it in town hall meetings where the governor goes after a citizen. We've seen it where he takes on teachers in the most disrespectful, bullying way.
Okay. So you say some of his critics call him a bully. Tonight we have another view. Yeah, here's another guy calling him a bully. I love the kids at Fox 11. And by the way, I really do think day in and day out, they do an outstanding job. Nobody gets it right all the time. But what the hell? Now, I want to be completely fair here. WIS Media Check did put an editor's note. The 9 p.m. version of the story did present two sound bites, one from Governor Scott Walker speaking about Governor Christie's leadership and another from a Democrat who was critical of Christie. Okay, that's exactly what every story should look like. And I do know that sometimes this is in the interest of time and that sort of thing. But why introduce it that way if you're going to use the soundbite to pile on? I really was disappointed. Now, I want to follow up on this by saying I believe, and it's my opinion, that they do live up to their brand of being fair and presenting both sides better than any station in the market. I really do believe that. And when David Fiorazzo was here Monday, he pointed something out. He said, look, we're not here to attack them. We are here to educate. what we would love to see happen is that we point out their bias and they realize that they're not even seeing it. I guarantee no one at Fox 11 thought that that was a loaded story. I mean, I know some of the people at Fox 11. That's all I'm going to say. My guess is you're doing things in the interest of time. You're whatever. But this one really is low-hanging fruit. You say you're going to present the other side, and then you just have another guy piling on. And again, while we have a relationship with Fox 11, while I generally think they, in terms of in-depth local government reporting, I don't think anyone in the market does it better. But this is just disappointing. Again, I do want to, in fairness, say that a later version had a more balanced approach. Scott Walker and then a Democrat. And as I mentioned later in the show, we'll get to Governor Scott Walker's support of Chris Christie, which I find very, very interesting. A lot of stuff to get to in the next couple of hours. You know about the John Doe witch hunt, right, on conservatives? There is the hint. There is the suggestion. This is a weird story. There is the hint that that John Doe probe may have intended to target the conservative media in Wisconsin. Good friend of mine who's in the conservative media in Wisconsin says that a reporter asked him if he was targeted. We're going to get into that. It's just a bunch of stuff to get to. It's 8:56.
In the world of shower doors, once